This week on Jags Wired, an unbelievable day, a remarkable performance.
Nobody thought Jacksonville could win this game. Well, guess what? Duval came and changed that, didn't they?
The Jaguars are one win away from the Super Bowl. We look back at a spectacular day in Pittsburgh.
Let's be great! Hey, goose egg!
One of the anchors of the Jaguars' defensive line was wired for sound. You'll ride along with defensive tackle Malik Jackson. Plus,
that's the biggest thing. Just make sure that ball's in your hands at the end of the play.
We'll take a closer look at a sneaky play call for a touchdown. All that and more on Jags Wired.
This is Jags Wired. Brought to you in part by Baptist Health. Changing healthcare for good. EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
I go to show you, man, any given Sunday. Any given Sunday, any team could get beat, you know?
If no one else believed the Jaguars could do it, the Jaguars certainly did. They celebrated the win and one another underneath Heinz Field on Sunday evening. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Sexton. Welcome to this edition of Jags Wired. On a picture-perfect day for playoff football, in a city made famous by Super Bowl champions, the Jaguars weren't impressed. They're not big fans of history, but they knew what happened in October, and that intense focus on the present had them prepared for the terrible Towels and terrific Steelers. They don't care what anyone thinks. They believe in themselves, and on Sunday, that was all they needed. See for yourself in this week's Southern Ford Dealers Sounds of the Game.
The season began with 32 teams trying to hoist the Lombardi Trophy. Six remain. Two of those are the Jaguars and the Pittsburgh Steelers. They meet today at Heinz Field.
Physical, right? Be physical all day, every day. That's what win these type of games.
We ain't at the bench. It's a work day. Duval!
Let's go out here. Let's carry each other. Let's be there for each other, man. This our day.
But I think this is going to be the best game this team plays all year.
Divisional playoff game, baby. Who's the best? Go.
Have a good day, Bubba.
Yes, sir.
Visualize what you want for yourself. Visualize what you want for this team. Let's go take it. Now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's time to go off. Time to go off. Playoffs, let's go. Let's go.
Chris Boswell puts a foot to it, and we are underway.
Right here, right now, set the tone. Let the boys go. We got it.
Let's go have fun, baby. Let's go play.
Play fake. Bortles rolls, throws it. That is caught by Koyak, the tight end. He's in the Steeler territory, the 45-yard line. Along the far sideline, terrific play, a little rollout. He hit Ben Koyak, and Ben got it all the way down to the 40-yard line of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I like it already.
Play fake. Blake wants to throw it again. Looking. Fires it out to the right side. Wide open. Caught by O'Shaughnessy, the tight end. Inside the 15-yard line. What a drive for the Jaguars here. They're going to knock him out of bounds inside the 10-yard line on the far sideline.
Outstanding job by Blake Bortles. Go for it, guys.
They sent Blake Bortles.
I like it. I love this play right here.
Fourth and goal. Here we go. I formation. Blake takes the give to Fournette. He dives toward the end zone. Touchdown! Leonard Fournette, a dive for the touchdown, and Jacksonville strikes first at Heinz Field.
What a drive that this offense put together.
Dropping the throw, looking is Roethlisberger, fires it downfield. That ball is tipped. Did he pick it off? Yes, he did. It is intercepted. What a play by the Jaguars. In the secondary, Miles Jack in coverage picks it off near the 20-yard line of the Steelers.
Yeah!
So you gotta get four more. Good job.
Yes, sir.
He takes, to give to Fournette, running to the right. He's got a little bit of room. Leonard Fournette tries to turn the corner toward the end zone. Leonard Fournette, let's see where they're going to mark this. They're going to mark him out just shy of the goal line at the one-yard line.
That's a touchdown. That's got to be reviewed. That's a touchdown.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field has been changed. The runner was inbounds and crossed the ball to the goal line. Touchdown.
Keep that thing going. That's how you run. That's how you drive running.
And we know when this team has a 2-touchdown lead, it is almost unbeatable.
They're going to go for it on 4th and a half yard here. Under center. Toss sweep to the right to Bell. And the Jags are going to swarm him in the backfield. He wasn't even close. They're going to tackle him at the 25-yard line. And Jacksonville takes over on down as the booze cascade down at Heinz Field.
One unit. Stay together the whole time, boys. Stay together the whole game, baby.
Under center this time is Blake. To give to Leonard Fournette. Leonard's got a first down and more into the open field. 40. Now a flag comes in. He is inside the 35-yard line. Blake takes. Gives it to Yeldon running right up the middle of the field. TJ reaches for the goal line. Touchdown! A 4-yard touchdown run by TJ Yeldon, and Jacksonville has extended the lead.
Touchdown! Hell of a job up front! Keep it going now! Long ass game!
They just get it off, he drops the throw. Roethlisberger looks, fires toward the end zone, corner of the end zone. Touchdown! Dropping the throw, steps up, now he's going to get hit, ball is out, the ball is out, Telvin Smith picks it up and runs along the right sideline, inside the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Telvin Smith is running back, and it's a touchdown for Jacksonville!
What a big time play.
They have not sent the field goal team. They're going to go for it here, Jeff. Roethlisberger drops against the four-man rush. Pump fakes. Fires deep to the right corner of the end zone. That ball is going to be caught for a touchdown by Martavis Bryant.
Wow.
And they will end the half leading the Steelers 28-14.
Guys, let me say one thing. An hour and a half ago, if we'd been sitting here and I'd have said we have a 14-point lead going into halftime, you'd have said, we'll take that all day long. And I think that's the message I would tell my team. Hey, listen, guys, we're up 14, right where we want to be. Let's go play a great second half. Don't let this steal the momentum that you have. With the Steelers in the red zone now, this is a big series of plays for this Jaguars defense. They got to hold them to 3. You don't want to give an opening second half drive and give up a touchdown.
He drops the throw. Looking. Fires to the right corner of the end zone. Diving attempt. Touchdown. It was a diving catch by Le'Veon Bell. 4th and a yard from the Jaguars 39. Play fake. Dropping the throw. Looking. Fires to the middle of the field. Incomplete. Knocked away by A.J. Boye. They tried to throw it. A play fake. And what a job by A.J. to knock it away. Jacksonville takes over at its own 39-yard line. Play fake. Dropping his portal. Looking. Fires deep. Got Keelan Cole down there in the middle of the field. Keelan leaves. He makes the catch. That's going to be a first down inside the 5-yard line of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What a play.
That's what I'm talking about.
Play what?
First and goal from the 3. Fournette the running back. Bunch to the right. Bortles under center. The give to Fournette running right up the middle of the field toward the goal line. Touchdown! A 3-yard touchdown run by Leonard Fournette has extended the lead at Heinz Field.
And his 3rd rushing touchdown in the ball game.
4th and 5. Steelers from the 43 of Jacksonville. Roethlisberger drops the throw. Look, now it looks like he might want to scramble. Not those deep down the left sideline. Wants Antonio Brown. That ball is caught for a touchdown by Antonio Brown.
Let's go, baby, let's go!
Blake drops to throw, four-man rush. Looking, looking. Now he throws it out of the backfield. TJ Yellen's got some room. 45, 50. Steeler territory along the left sideline, inside the 35-yard line. What a nice job by Blake Bortles. Swung it out of the backfield to TJ Yeldon, who got it all the way down to the 30-yard line of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Play fake to Fournette. They throw to the middle of the field. Wide open for the touchdown. Tommy Bohannon. Touchdown, Jacksonville. They faked it. They snuck the fullback out. That's a touchdown for the Jaguars.
Oh, my.
Roethlisberger in a shotgun. He drops the throw. Looking, looking. Pump fake. Now it looks like he wants to run it. He is going to run. Now he throws it backwards. A lateral to Le'Veon Bell. And Bell is going to get it into the end zone. An onside kick with 2:18 to play in a 7-point game. Here he comes. There's the onside kick. And it hits a Steeler player. It hits a Steeler player. And the Jags pop on it at the 40-yard line of Pittsburgh. Nortman puts it down. Lambeau kicks it up. The kick is good. Good. Lambeau drilled it. And Jacksonville has extended its lead to 45-35 with a minute 45 to play. How good has Josh Lambeau been? Nobody thought Jacksonville could win this game. Well, guess what? Duval came and changed that, didn't they? Duval came and ruined the party. And what a party it'll be back in our town.
Hey, man. Great feeling, great feeling, great feeling. Great feeling. Going to New England.
Right on up,
New England.
Duval! You kidding me, boy?
Excellent job. Let's make sure we enjoy it. Got a lot of work ahead of us. Got a big game next week. All right? We're still playing.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Go. Here we go.
Family on three. One, two, three. Family.
Coming up on Jags Wire.
You can hear it now. Duval partying. Let's bring it home.
Defensive tackle Malik Jackson was right about that. He was wired for sound against the Steelers. All that and more straight ahead on Jags Wire.
We're going to focus on this week.
Focus.
The emotional leader of the Jaguars wasn't going to make the same mistakes the Steelers made. Of course, when you're playing the greatest quarterback of all time, it's easy to stay on task. We're back on Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. Late in the ballgame, the Steelers were on fire. And though the momentum kept swinging back and forth, it didn't look like Ben Roethlisberger was going to be stopped. But Blake Bortles, as he had all game long, had an answer to Ben, including a daring, sensational play that pushed the Jaguars to an insurmountable advantage. Here's this week's Closer Look, brought to you by Baptist Health.
Play action. Bortles upstairs, wide open. Tommy Bohannon, touchdown, Jacksonville.
You know, anytime you get into the end zone, it's special, but in the postseason, it's even more special. I mean, and to be able to kind of seal the deal for the team, that was even the icing on the cake. So it was a special time.
So I think it's one of those things, anytime you can get somebody like that that's really giving it his all, a chance to get a touchdown is so huge. And
with the way our run game is, we run that lead ISO play so many times that, you know, to have those linebackers really step up kind of sold the play as much as possible. To have Leonard back there running the ball as well as he did all game and then finally get that call, it was a special time.
You know, that's an old school play right there. You know, that's an old school play from back in the West Coast, from back in the day. I remember watching Kimball Anders catch that when I was a younger kid at Kansas City Chiefs. So it's something that I had seen before, and it was great to see it come alive.
So I'm lined up in the eye with Leonard behind me. Pretty much, I think, up to this point in the season, we've only run out of this formation here. If we didn't get this coverage, we would have killed it to the run again, to where I was just leading up on the Mike linebacker.
The Mike backer and Tommy had a battle all day. I mean, it was a heck of a battle all day. I think you can see 98, he is rolling right here. You can see Tommy does a great job. We get a good double team by Brandon. and AJ right there, which really sells it. And then you could see that guy, he's coming in there full bore. He's trying to get Tommy good, and he actually whiffs.
The safety was the only guy that kind of scared us here because he's right behind the mic. Blake did a great job of looking him off. Luckily, he ran out to the receiver here.
Just Blake keeping his composure because he's full action, sells it, puts the ball back, keeps his head down, and then pops up and sees him open and just delivers a perfectly accurate pass, which is awesome. And a little touch on it because you never want to throw it too hard when you get excited because you know Tommy's probably looking at it with big wide eyes. So
when you're that wide open, you just have to catch the ball and you're already in the end zone. So you, as long as you catch the ball, you're in and you get the six. So that's the biggest thing. Just make sure that ball's in your hands at the end of the play.
Let's go, baby! Let's go! Let's go!
Everybody was fired up after the Jags' big playoff win. See and hear Malik Jackson's day coming up in Mic'd Up.
At the end of the day, man, we kicked their ass the first time, came out, did it again, and now they're going to sit there and try to figure out what happened.
Jaguars Pro Bowl defensive tackle Malik Jackson always has something to say. On the field, the sidelines, and in the locker room. He was still talking after the game on Sunday. Welcome back to Jags Wire. I'm Brian Sexton. Malik Jackson is rarely at a loss for words. He always has something to say to his teammates and the opponent. Take a look and listen for yourself in this week's Mic'd Up, presented by Dick's Wings.
And here I am! Here I am! Watch your ass, boy! Watch your ass, boy! I want you! I want you! 6'6", you have to go after Jalen, bro. So hell no. Hey, ref. On that screen, you said keep your head up. How am I supposed to keep my head up if I'm trying to hit somebody?
Well, you need to see what you're hitting. We don't want to get your head in there and get you late hit on the quarterback or helmet to helmet, you know?
Okay.
I mean, you were okay.
I was okay.
Just keep it up.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I got you! I got these two fuzz! I got these 2 weeks, fuzz! Fall back!
Inside handoff to Bell, tries to pick his way, there's nothing there. I mean, Malik Jackson led a charge, they're gonna tackle him behind the line.
You want to see the Patriots? You want to see the Patriots? Where the Patriots at?
Where the ball, brother? Where the ball?
You're killing the ground, and you got up made it down.
That is great,
I got those. Don't come up.
Let's go!
Let's go! We ain't done yet.
Looking as Roethlisberger fires it downfield. It is intercepted. What a play by the Jaguars. Miles Jack in coverage. Picks it off near the 20-yard line.
Let's go. Let's be great. Hey, goose egg. Hey, that's great stuff, Jack. It's great stuff, Jack. Do it again. Hey, D-line, the guys start affecting him. He's got too much time back there. Hey, that's great coverage now. That's great coverage. That's great coverage. Appreciate that. Hey, that's great coverage, dog. Appreciate your boys, bro. You idiot. I said edges. I said edges. Oh. What the? I'm looking stupid, bro. My leg almost broke. I said, ow! Toss down the line, run down the line. I'm gonna get the. I said,
It wasn't really a shot, it was just a cut, but.
Well, I kept going.
Right there. Right.
And he kept right going. There. Good job, Blair. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Finish. Nope. Try again. Try again. Hey, all week, what we hear, church?
That's all we heard.
Hey, y'all about to go play the Patriots, huh? You can hear it now. Duval partying. Let's bring it home. Let's bring it home. Let's bring it home. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Duval. Duval. Duval.
Coming up, we'll hear more from Pittsburgh. That's next. Jaguars fans flocked to Everbank Field almost as soon as the game was over. And by the time the plane landed and their team returned, they were whipped into a frenzy over the win in Pittsburgh. The Jaguars returned to where this year started. They go back to New England, where they opened the preseason and spent a week practicing against the Super Bowl champs. The Jags look to do what no other Jaguars team has done, punch their ticket to the Super Bowl. We'll be back next week on Jags Wired when we'll look back at the AFC Championship game. We leave you now with more sights and sounds from an amazing day in Pittsburgh. Good night, everybody.